Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Coming to you from Branson, Missouri. Do you have your Bible today? Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 7, and we're going to read about verse 4. Now, we've already read 1 through 3, and we find that there are some evil spiritual forces that are going to be released upon the earth, but they are held back by the action of God and His angel until 144,000 are sealed. Revelation 7:4. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel, from the tribe of Judah, 12,000, and 12,000 each from Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh or Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. Now we've talked about that this order is different from any other order. Judah's always first. And that's the reigning tribe, the one with the scepter, the one with our Lord Jesus Christ as its head. And then we see that there is no tribe of Dan. There is a tribe of Levi. Levi didn't have an earthly inheritance, but here they're a part of this group that makes an appearance in heaven. And Joseph probably stands for Ephraim, we say. But it could be that Dan and even Ephraim are not in this heavenly group, though we went yesterday into detail that when the millennial age begins, Dan is back with an earthly inheritance, as is Ephraim or Ephraim. So now, with the 144,000, these are the same group that's spoken to us in Revelation 14:1. We're going to go into this into detail. And I saw and behold the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Please go back to July 16 and begin this series with us and find that the name of his Father is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the name we mispronounce as Yahweh or Jehovah. And we find that his name, Jesus, identified himself with this same name. So it is probably that name written on their foreheads. Revelation 14:2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And the voice which I heard was as the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sing, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four living beings and the elders. And no man could learn the song, save the 144,000, even they that had been purchased out of the earth. These are they that were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they that follow the Lamb, whithersoever he goeth. These were purchased from among men to be the firstfruits unto God and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no lie. They are without blemish. Bullinger notes in the Companion Bible on verse 14, they sing as it were a new song before the throne. This is a new song by a new company with a new theme. And this is the only instance in the book of Revelation where the words of the song are not given. Only the 144,000 can learn this song. They are with the Lamb, the Messiah, here in the 14th chapter, and they are in heavenly Mount Zion. The seal is the name of the Lamb and the name of his Father. I believe it's the ineffable name of God that we see in Revelation 1:4-8. The voice of a great thunder is the one that we also heard as the Lamb's voice, but we're not told what he said. Here we see another group. We see the harpers. And harpers are also mentioned later on in the book of Revelation. in Revelation 15. I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven plagues, which are the last, for lo, in them is finished the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that come off victorious from the beast, and from his image, and from the number of his name, standing by the sea of glass, having harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy ways, works, O Lord God. So this double song that these harpers will sing is a song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. The 144,000 come up with the Lamb of God, we are told for sure in Revelation chapter 14. We saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. These have come up, I would say, probably by a translation. Or you can say, like the rapture, they were caught up. It is possible that they may have died a martyr's death, but I don't know. And perhaps Larkin said they completed that number martyrs, at least maybe some of them. Remember, a number had to be complete, those martyrs that cried out for judgment and vengeance. But for sure, we know they're before the throne. And my vote goes to the rapture type translation, that they got caught up somewhere after probably about 4 years into the tribulation time, the seven-year time. This group of the 144,000 are caught up before the Lamb of God. They are the first fruits of the restored, they're called the first fruits. There are the first fruits of the restored nation of Israel. They are not of the church. They are of the 12 tribes. The first fruits of the church were gathered long before. Now, Clarence Larkin says, and you know, I use books. I read books. I don't agree with all of them. I like Clarence Larkin. I think he's really good in his book of Revelation, but I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with everything that Brother Hilton Sutton says. I agree with lots of it, but not everything. And I agree. I also look at the numerical Bible, and I look at Bullinger. But this is my radio program. I get to say what I see. You know, none of us know for sure, and we're not going to fight over it. And it's going to be good and great, but I'm going to give you their opinions, and you can make your own. But as far, we have to take the word, and for sure, some things have been revealed now that had not been revealed in the time of Larkin. But Larkin says, and he's really good, really good. I don't want you to think he's not, but I don't agree with everything. Larkin says these 144,000 are either all men of the character of the Apostle Paul, who did not marry, or, as is most likely, the word translated virgins means persons of either sex. They are virgins in the sense that they kept themselves clean of the crowning sin of that day, which is fornication. For the crowning sin of the tribulation period will be fornication. And they repented not. Revelation 9:21 speaks of people during the midst of the tribulation who did not repent, though many God had brought influences upon them so that they would repent. But they did not repent of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. Fornication, as used in the Bible, includes all sexual sins, all sexual immorality. We see forerunners of how rampant that is getting today. I watched the Olympics, and I was shocked at one of the new television programs. What's the name of that program? The New Normal. Isn't that, Brandon, where they have like two fathers? And those fathers have children. And I can remember when television, you couldn't even have Desi and Lucy, who were married in real life. They couldn't even sleep in the same bed. They had to have twin beds. And now television, internet, all kinds of things, you can see fornication coming so to the fore. And people don't even think of a sex before marriage as anything bad. But this just tells you the time and how close we're getting to those 7 years tribulation time when fornication will be the crowning sin. So these 144,000, they don't take part in it. They haven't been sullied by it. They have kept themselves apart from it. They have kept themselves apart from the laxness and the looseness of morals. And of course, we can only imagine what it would be like when the church, the salt of the earth, is gone. And but still, these 144,000 of Israel remain guileless. They are purchased, delivered, redeemed, and marked, and they come up to heaven, and they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I'm going to read to you now from some of the things that Brother Hilton Sutton says in his book of Revelation. At the start of the tribulation, the church is caught up. God in his mercy creates a powerful vehicle to replace it. 144,000 Jewish evangelists begin their ministry. God gives a great victory. We read in one day, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and this removes the temporary blindness from the Israelis' eyes, again restoring them to the God of Abraham. When God translates those converts, these 144,000, into heaven, he spares them from the wrath of the Antichrist at mid-tribulation. He says that these evangelists have been going preaching the gospel, the good news. And they have been telling the good news of the kingdom, the coming kingdom, that Jesus is the Messiah, and he's going to set up a kingdom on the earth. We'll get back to that tomorrow. I want to remind you to be sure to get registered for our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. What an important year this is. Today at prayer and every Wednesday at noon, we have a streamed live prayer meeting. We call it the Worldwide Prayer Meeting because people from all over the world are praying. And the Lord gave us a job, a task, to pray for an awakening to God in America and in the other nations. And so today we'll be praying about that. And these worldwide prayers and many, many people will be gathered here in Branson October 24th or 25th through 29th. We trust you can be with us. You can register online at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Doesn't cost you anything. Just lets us know you're coming. We'll have a name tag for you and a little gift for registering early. You also need to get your rooms. This week, I'm just rejoicing over our ability to buy another 58 acres for Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, which will allow us to begin a new cabin. And it did. Our land was divided by these 58 acres. Now we're all one piece. Today I go to sign for it, but we're trusting that this will be paid off in no time. The cost is $2,600 an acre. Maybe you want to buy even an inch. Figure it out. We'll be so glad. Just send it to Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.